There are reports that dozens of bodies have washed up on the shores of the Ganges River as the coronavirus pandemic spreads into India's rural areas. This as hospitals, crematoriums, and even cemeteries have been overwhelmed by the virus. This is Don Rush. Current wave has hit Indians in this country hard as they watch their relatives and friends either die of or contract the disease. We talked with Mukhtar Khan, professor of political science and international relations at the University of Delaware. And we began with the events in his home country.
The second wave of COVID is really devastating the entire country. There are more than 3,000 deaths per day, and this is the official count. And these counts only come from urban areas where there are some institutions developed. But what's happening in the rural areas is just as horrible, but nothing is on record. Some experts estimate that the real count may even be 10 times more than what is happening. So instead of 3,000, there are probably 20,000 people dying per day. There is graveyards are full in most of the major cities. There's absolutely no place to bury people. The crematoriums, there is no place to go and cremate people. Hospitals are full. There's a shortage of oxygen supply. Oxygen concentrators are in great demand. Doctors are in short supply. So basically, the Indian healthcare system has completely collapsed under this unexpected rise, you know, of COVID cases and infections.
So how has this impacted the Indian community in Delaware?
Nearly everybody I know, if they don't have an immediate family member, do have uncles and aunts and cousins, if not brothers and sisters in India. And everybody is really very concerned. And literally, the WhatsApp has become the main way of communicating with people in India. I'm in touch with my old classmates from college. Some groups are just on a daily basis just helping arrange ambulances and oxygen concentrators in India for various people. We are trying to keep track of hospitals which may have some room in ICU so that whenever there is a need, we can inform people. And also trying to get medical experts from the world to give advice.
Do you know the people there then personally who have either contracted the disease or actually have died from it, perhaps connected to your family?
My mother's sister died at the beginning of this second wave. She was very upset, and this aunt of mine used to come and live with us often when she was single and we were children. She made me memorize some chapters of the Quran. I remember her very clearly. All my uncles on my mother's side have got COVID, and they are recovering from it. So yes, there are lots of family members who, there's nobody that I know who says that no one in their family has got COVID. So in fact, some of my best friends in India have had their entire family infected by COVID.
Mukhtar Khan, a professor of political science and international relations at the University of Delaware. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.